Hello, I'm Liz Weston and I'm here with Teresa...
Dauncey.
I'm sorry I couldn't pronounce that correctly. I'm Liz Weston here with Teresa Dauncey from the National Brain Appeal. You're the Chief Executive.
That's right, yes, I'm Chief Executive of the National Brain Appeal.
Can you tell us why we're here today, please?
We have a special exhibition called A Letter in Mind, and we've asked artists all over the UK to basically produce a piece of artwork in their own discipline using an envelope. And we had 275 entries, and today is the opening of the exhibition.
So for £80, they're all priced exactly the same at £80, is that right?
That's right. So every piece of artwork is £80, regardless of who the artist is. They're all displayed anonymously, so basically everyone has equal chance of buying a piece by a famous artist or a skilled artist who is not known.
And why is it important? Why did you choose this medium? What made you come up with this idea?
You'd have to ask Eva about that.
We'll ask Eva about that in a moment then, not to worry. Can you tell me what the National Brain Appeal is and how long it's existed for and the work it does, about the work it does?
Yeah. The National Brain Appeal...
Please can you speak really loudly because there's some very excited people in the background.
Yeah. The National Brain Appeal is 30 years old this year. It's a charity dedicated to raising funds for the National Hospital for Neurology and Neurosurgery. And we basically raise money for big capital projects like MRI scanners, but also some of the firsts in the UK. So the first brain tumour unit, the first Centre for Neuromuscular Diseases, the first Dementia Research Centre, really big important projects that have made a big difference in the science in the UK.
Dominic, can you tell me what, obviously you're from Bureau Direct, can you tell me what it is that made you decide that this was a project you guys wanted to support?
The interesting appeal obviously was the fact that the use of the envelopes tied in with stationery, and it was quite an intriguing, the whole idea itself was quite intriguing.
And have you bought a piece of art?
I have bought a piece of artwork, yes.
Can you tell us which one it is?
I can tell you it's number 83, and that's about as much as I know, because part of the appeal of the artwork is you don't actually know what you're going to get until the artist contacts you afterwards.
And where will the artwork, where the art piece of art that you've bought, where will that be hung, shown?
It depends what the artwork is. I'll let you know when the artist gets in touch.
Oh, because you've bought a very strange piece, haven't you? Can you explain the piece that you've bought?
It basically is by an artist who said they didn't have the time or the idea at this point to do the artwork, but they will be in touch with you to collaborate with you to do the artwork afterwards.
And they wanted to produce a custom piece of art with whoever bought the piece of art. Is that right?
Something along those lines, yeah.
So this could get really interesting.
Yes.
Are you going to keep us posted?
I will do.
Thank you so much for your time, Therese. We really appreciate it. We know you're very busy and you've got some celebs coming this evening. Does that mean that some celebs have also put their art in as well?
Yes, it does. Yes, Sophie Thompson, Joanna David, Amelia Fox and their daughter, granddaughter have all contributed. So
wow. So this really is an opportunity to buy something truly unique, isn't it?
It is, yes. I mean, there's a Grayson Perry on the walls here somewhere. There's some, you know, very exciting pieces of art, and normally you would not be able to get them for anywhere near £80.
Do you think that Grayson Perry and people similar to him who are as famous as they are for their styles of art, do you think they would have produced something in their regular style, or do you think they'll have done something totally different?
I actually don't know, because I deliberately have not looked at who's produced the pieces of art at the moment, so I'm as intrigued as you are. I'm looking forward to seeing when it's all revealed next week.
Perfect. And on that note, we'll get going. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you.